Thank the Lord that I can. Good to see you here tonight. Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
How are you? Good. All right. Oh, these are the dog days of summer, right? But that doesn't happen until August. Guess what's going to happen in August? I don't know. It's going to get a little bit warmer. Huh? Maybe we're going to get rain. It'd be nice. Yeah. I heard that on the weather report tonight. There's a possibility of some storms coming through for the Friday. So who knows? The Lord knows exactly what we need. Psalm 18 tonight, just a couple of verses. Several years ago, I was able to attend. We used to go to the Majesty Music Conference, and we haven't been there for a few years, right, Peg? And I miss it. I miss it for the fellowship that we have with other musicians, people who love to sing, but I miss most of all is the challenges that come from the Word of God. And there have been several speakers over the years that have come to mind. One was Jeff Redlin. Jeff Redlin was the former youth pastor at Pensacola Christian College. I don't know if, was Jeff there? You know him? Good. All right. He's a crazy guy. full of just life, I guess. But he had been there. We had heard him several times. At least twice, I think, we were there. And this was back then. I always look for something that can inspire me. I always liked the music aspect of it, but the challenges of the Word of God was there. And this was a time in which Frank Garlock, who also started Majesty Music, Ron Hamilton, but Frank Garlock was giving a testimony, and this was his 80th birthday. He was turning 80. And I think he's 88 now, 86, 87, 88. He was talking about how the Lord had just made his perfect way. And that a lot of times we think about, you know, we want God's way and we want things to go our way. And the way of the Lord is his choosing. He chooses the way things go. And that sometimes is a difficult pill to swallow, and sometimes it's a difficult thing to do. But in Psalm 18, there's a couple of verses that I want to challenge us with tonight, and verses 30 through 32. Actually, I'm going to include verse 33. And the Bible says in verse 30 of Psalm 18, "As for God, his way is perfect." I guess we could stop right there and just preach. That's it. Then we'll go home. His way is it? Right, it is. And then he goes on to say, "The word of the Lord is tried or proven, and he is a buckler or a shield unto them," or those who trust in him. "For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me up with strength," and here's the key, "and maketh my way perfect." He knows our way. And then in verse 33, I'm just going to add that "he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places." He does all of those things. Hinds' feet is really a hart or a deer. And I don't know if you've ever been, I know, Matt, you hunt, and you like to watch the deer jump after you miss them, right? Yeah, And they do. They sometimes they jump so high in the air, and that's the idea that he's talking about there. As for God, his way is God's way of choosing. And it is sometimes difficult for us to, I guess, swallow the way that God leads us. And in that message, Dr. Garlock went through his whole testimony of how God had led him and led him all the way and through the ups and downs. And the older you get, you begin to see all of those things working out. Now, the younger you are, it's like, okay, God, how's this going to work out? But the older you get in life, then you begin to look back and say, ah, I knew that God was leading us along the way, and God was taking us these steps. In the middle of the steps, it's sometimes very, very difficult. Jeremiah was one who had that. So now we're going to just make a couple references here. And there's some negatives that go with knowing that God's way is his choosing. And that is the fact that sometimes at the very beginning of it, we think, wow, can this ever be? And let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah was that prophet of the Lord that God had called into a ministry of really warning and judgment. I mean, the people of God had gone astray, as they always do, but the children of Israel had gone astray again and again, and this time it was going to be into captivity. And Jeremiah was one of those prophets who stood up and preached, and they hated him for this, and he didn't know, because at the outset of it, in chapter 1, he begins in this way, not knowing God's ways, but he says here, but before, verse 5 of chapter 1, before I formed thee in the womb, all right, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This is what God had done. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Notice the emphasis. He's saying it's me once again. And God is trying to get him to say it's not me, it's God. All right. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Wow. And he's getting this from the Lord. Be not afraid of their faces. All right. For I am, here's that great promise that is found throughout all of the Bible. I am what? I'm with thee. He says, I'm with thee. All right. To deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. And he had a lot ahead of him at that point. As for God, his way is perfect. This is kind of a takeoff on Sunday night's message when Pastor was preaching about God is more than enough. He's more than enough. If you didn't get that message, you gotta hear that. He's more than enough. And his way is perfect. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for tonight and for these folk that have come for prayer meeting to pray and to ask for your way to be perfect in their lives, our lives, the life of this church, the life of our pastors, lords of our nation. We ask, Father, that you would guide and direct as we preach the word, and give us insight, encourage us together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God's way of his choosing is a negative because it's not always our choice. It's not always our choice. There was Jeremiah. It wasn't his choice, but it was God's choice. And God may choose to send you to do this and to do that. And it may not be that choice. All right? May not be. But God's looking for something that Jeremiah had there, and that's a willing heart. Someone to say, yes, Lord, I will. And not my will, but Jesus said, thy will be done. And so we need to be willing. It's a choice of the will. There's a second little negative that goes with this, and that's God's plan is not the same for everyone. We're not all robots. God doesn't, you know, save a person and say, all right, everybody's going to go this way, and wouldn't that be neat, okay? But it's not, all right? God's way is his choosing. He uses people with all kinds of difficulties in their lives, all kinds of isms in their lives, all kinds of situations, but he still uses them. And that's the wonderful thing about it. God's plan is not the same for everyone. One of the things that we've tried here at Tabernacle is we've tried to, with pastor's help, to allow God to lead us, direct us in the ministries of how we're going to reach this city for Christ and how we're going to reach this world for Christ. And there are various ministries that we have started. There's various ideas that have come our way and gone our way. I think of Matt, and when he was on the board, we came up with a crazy idea, but he brought it to it, and the Lord planted it in my heart and through him, and that was to have Christmas out here on and to do a live nativity. And we did it in the middle of the coldest of Decembers. That was crazy. But, I mean, I don't know. I that was one of those things, that one of those ministries, all right? It was a plan. It was God's plan, all right? It was different. The Garlock's plan and path is far different than yours and mine. And it's just how God uses it. Third, God's way is not always free from something that no one likes, and that's pain. The difficulties that we go through in our lives, the difficulties, and of course, think of if you were here Sunday night, Pastor brought out 2 Corinthians, what is it, 10, all right, where the Apostle Paul talked about the very fact that, you know, he had things in his life that he wanted to get rid of, and God said no 3 times. And he said, most gladly, therefore, will my grace is sufficient for thee. Most gladly, where I therefore glory in mine infirmities, that the power of what? Christ may rest upon me. So that's what we're looking for, and that is the power of Christ. Now, God's way is his choosing because, number one, all right, it is perfect. Go back to Psalm 18 and look at verse 32 again there. God's way is perfect. God's way is his choosing because it's perfect. It's perfect. God, it is God who girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my way perfect. And that's a special promise. He will make our way perfect. We just have to do something with that. Something that one of the hymn writers wrote, trust and obey For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Simple words, difficult to follow. And so it is that God's plan, all right, God's way is absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. Because why? He's perfect, right? You said it. Because he's perfect. So his way is absolutely perfect. And that's one of the things. All right, here's the second one. In Jeremiah 29, you need to go there. You probably know these verses, but just remind you of this. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And you've heard these verses before. And this one is not just perfect, but it's also personal. 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search me with all of your heart. And I will be found by you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity and will gather you from all the nations and from the places. And this is being, will be fulfilled and is being fulfilled in our lives, but will be fulfilled in the future. From all these places to which I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place from which I have caused you to be carried away a captive. And that's the prophecy of Jeremiah, but he was speaking about the personal things that's here. Notice the personal pronouns that he uses there. I, me, it's a personal touch. It's God's way is his choosing because it's personal to me. He's using people. He's using us. So it's not only perfect, but it's also very, very, very personal. When you trusted Christ as your Savior and became a child of God, you became tight together with God on a intimate and a personal way. I grew up in the Lutheran Church. And in the Lutheran Church, which is very high and it has gone very liberal, but back in those days, we did hear the preaching. We did hear some good things. I did memorize scripture. There are a lot of things that I remember of that. But there was never a personal introduction to a personal Savior through that. It was always high and holy, and I viewed God as someone who was untouchable. And it wasn't until I realized that I needed a personal Savior, I needed to know Christ as my personal Savior. That's why his way is absolutely perfect, but it's also very, very personal from the Lord. Thirdly, God's way is his choosing because it's profitable. It's profitable. Now, have you ever thought about profits? What is that? Well, it's something that's makes sense and it's usable, and profitability is something that the business world looks at. It's something that we look at, all right? But do you realize that God wants us to be profitable, and he uses Philemon. I'm going to go to Philemon for this one because the word profitability is there. So if you want to flip over there quickly, Philemon. And this is talking about servant Onesimus. Very interesting. And but in Philemon, we're going to look at a couple of verses. He says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, a dearly beloved and fellow worker or laborer. So Archippa and Archippus, all right, grace be unto you. Now, let's just drop down to verse number 7. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love because of our hearts of the saints and the refreshed of thee, brother. And then he goes on in verse 8, wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin to thee fitting, for thy love's sake rather beseech thee because of one such as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner. So he's a prisoner of Christ. Now, he says, I beseech you, he's begging you, thee for my son Onesimus, for which I have begotten in bonds, who in time past to thee was unprofitable, but is now is profitable. We, all right, God's way, is absolutely perfect, all right? It's his choosing because it is very, very profitable. Profitable, here he was talking about the servant, all right, Onesimus, but he came to Christ and he became profitable unto Paul. He became profitable. So God knows that in each of our lives. Number four, and their last one, and this one is God's way is panoramic. You know what a panorama is? It's the what? It's the big view, a big vision. Some of our smart cameras or phones can take a panoramic. You can take two or three or four and I'll put it all together, right? All right. And I haven't accomplished that yet. But anyways, all right. It's what? The view is from God's view, which is the perspective, all right, from God. It's so, we get so wrapped up in life as it is today and this world around us because that's all we know. But from God's perspective, it's far different. It's far different. It's in his way is panoramic. So what am I saying? It's how are we going to fit into God's plan in a panoramic view? You know, where do we fit in there? Well, It is part of that. And so when we see that, now Isaiah spoke a lot about that, and we're going to end here. So go to Isaiah 55. I love these verses. And this talks about the panorama of God. And these are great verses here. Isaiah chapter 55, and look at verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly be pardoned. Now notice what he says. For my thoughts are what? Not your thoughts. Neither your ways, my ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your thoughts, ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then he gives an illustration. As the rain comes down from the snow in heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and bringeth forth, all right, its bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please. The key for this is really, for my thoughts, verse 8, are not your thoughts, neither my ways. They're higher than what we are. So that's the heavenly. That's God's perspective. So how are we going to get that? How are we going to get God's perspective on things? Well, something that Pastor Lasley challenged me on Sunday morning at Sunday school, and that is right here. Reading. Get more of the word into me. Get more of that into me. You realize if you get more of God's word into you, it just naturally comes out of it. And so then we're able to get more of God's perspective of things and seeing exactly that his way is absolutely perfect. God's way is of his choosing, all right, to make us understand that it's perfect, personal, profitable, and obviously very panoramic to be able to see and to understand. And that takes sometimes a lifetime. It really does. When you read some of the thoughts of some of the authors, like I'm going through my library and picking out volumes that I haven't read and finding out what some of these writers put down, and you begin to see that they had something. They understood. They had a panoramic view. They had a view. They had an understanding that God was going to use them in a greater way. As for God, his way is perfect. Amen? It really is. And we get a hold of that, and we get that into our hearts. Things in this life will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. All right.